Yevamos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. First two Mishnayos to get through was already like getting through the whole Masechta. And from here on, Amir Tzashem will be a little bit easier, but we had to go through all the Cheshbainis in the first two Mishnayos. Sheish Arayos Chamuris Me'elu. Now the Mishnah makes a different Cheshbain. There are six types of Arayos that are not included in the 15. We discuss which of the 50, which Arayos are not eligible to be part of the list of Chamesh Esrei Noshrim, either because there's no din tzara, or because there's no din tzara's tzara. And here we have another cheshbon. There are six arayis that are not because they're lesser than, but it's because they're chamurois me'elu. Why? Because of the chomer of these arayis, the din will be that the situation of an erva with a ptur from Ibn is never going to come up, because they couldn't have been married to Reuven in the first place. I mean, let's go back to the structure that we're using. Reuven died, and his wife or his wives are neuflois liibum to Shimon. In this case, it couldn't have happened because the woman that we're talking about has a relationship with Shimon that's so chomer that she couldn't have been married to Reuven in the first place. The wording of the Mishnah means like this. They're so chomer, they can only be married to somebody else. They can't be married to Reuven in the first place. Therefore, if they were married to Reuven, since the marriage is not a marriage, the other wife of Reuven will definitely fall b'yibum l'shimon. But let's flesh it out. And therefore, what Tzara saying with Tzara is there won't be a relationship with Tzara. Imoy. Reuven and Shimon, by definition, are brothers. That's what we're talking about. They share the same father. Could it be possible a case where the woman that's Eshes Reuven, that's falling to Shimon, is Shimon's mother? One of the arayos in the term Pashtach HaMaizgadeshim, which is Chavis Gila's Imoy. Could it ever be that a woman will fall to Shimon, but he can't be Miyabim her? He can't be Miyabim Eshes Reuven because it's his mother. If it's his mother, there's no way that she was married al Pi Alocha with Tvisis Kedushin to Reuven. If they share the same father, so by definition, this woman was either Anusas Aviv, or even worse, it was Eshes Aviv, or they shared the same mother. One way or another, there's no way that she was legally married, Al Pi Alocha, with the Tvisas Kedushin de Reuven. Now, it happens to be, you look at the Rav, that Anusas Aviv is a Gansa Machloikis, whether Anusas Aviv is Takos. The Shaila had a dash in the Pasuk, Lo Segala Knaf Aviv, which is not the regular Loshna Arayis in Parashat Kisaitse. It's a separate parasha. It could be a separate din. Not a regular erva. There's no relationship between a man and a woman. He was Boleo. She was Muber. She gave birth to a son. That assers that woman to his son from another marriage. The man and the woman in question never had a relationship. But there's a Gzeres HaKosef. L'segala Knaf Aviv. So L'maisa the Rav says that we don't paskin that way. But the Mishnah over here is going like the man, the Omar, that Anusas Aviv is also. So there's no way that this relationship that she's Imoy Shel Shimon could play itself out, and that she was married at one point to Reuven. Eshes Aviv, that's even worse. Imoy would just cheshm that Anusas Aviv, maybe this line of the Mishnah is not Lalocha. Eshes Aviv means that the reason why Shimon can't marry her is because at one point she was married to her father. The same father as Reuven's father. How was Reuven married to her? So it's Chayv Eskila Legabi Reuven also. That's true. So Reuven was never married to her. So the case is not relevant. Achois Aviv, if it's the sister of Shimon's father, by definition it's also the sister of Reuven's father. So again, it's his aunt. They couldn't have been married. Achoise me'oviv means their brothers, Reuven and Shimon, are brothers from their father. Now they have a third sibling. They have a sister from their father. Imkain, if she can't be married to Shimon, she also can't be married to Reuven. We spoke out that Achoise me'imoy is an erva included in Mishnah Aleph. And what's interesting is that the din of Yibum, the classic case, we have full siblings, is Achoise me'oviv v'imoy. You have to say that Achoise me'oviv v'imoy, when it's together, is one shem erva called Achoise me'oviv. The Eshes Achi Aviv, this is another relationship where it's impossible if she was the wife of Shimon's uncle. She was Shimon's uncle by marriage. Then by definition, it's from the father's side, she's Reuven's uncle by marriage as well. Again, Kiddushin Laitapsibo. Eshes Achi Me'oviv, if she's the sister-in-law of Shimon from his brother, from another brother, from Levi, then she couldn't have been married to Reuven, because Reuven's brother-in-law as well. Reuven's sister-in-law as well. What always bothered me about this Mishnah is, these six arayas are not chomur. Not chomer, just happens to be al pi math. If it's negated to one, then the other one couldn't have been married. It's not a chumra in the erva. I understand the chumra in erva. Some arayis kedushin tafsiba, some kedushin loy tafsiba, some a mamzer, some the vlad ayetzman is not a mamzer, some archive krisa, some amisa. What's chomer over here? Mistaber to say that the relationship of Yibum that we're going to see in the second parak is only a relationship of brothers from the father. What that means is that the Torah sees that the relationship of siblings or cousins or uncles and nieces, whatever it is, from the father's side, is a starker level of kirva. V'horaya, Yerusha, is from the father's family. The name of the Shevet is from the father's family. The Dine Yibum is from the father's family. Relatives from the father's side, etc. These six, there's a level of the kurva which has extra dinim than if it would be a relationship from their mother's side. So that's called a choymer in the erva, even though practically there's no nafkamina, except for the math over here, that there won't be a case of yibum. L'chay, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Mishnah Dalet. Beshamay matirin hatzores la'achim. Beshamay didn't have a dinim. Not too often that you find the whole din on which is gebayt prokem and mishnayis and shavim achlekes tanoim. Beshamai didn't darshan the pasuk of litzvah at all, so they don't have the din of tzaras ever. Beisil loisim, the din that we have in the first three mishnayis of tzaras ever is beisilel. Before we see how it played out practically between beisil and beshamai, we'll just point out something interesting. The Gemara has a whole cheshbon, Daf Yud Gimel, later on Daf Lamed Aleph. It opens up a flood, a whole tzinor, to a big sugya in Shas called Enes Achal Lissa. What does it have to do with anything? The Gemara makes a cheshbon b'shem Rava that when we talk about Reuven and Shimon being in a relationship, they're brothers. Reuven died, his wife is Nefelis Leibim to Shimon. By definition, the way it works is that Reuven's wife should be Aser to Shimon. She's an Eshesach. Like we said, the Torah removed the Isur Eshesach, call it Aser Dechalose, or call it that there is no shame Eshesach klape Yibum in the first place. And whatever nusach you want to use, the Torah removed the shame Erva, or the Torah removed the Isur Erva klape Shimon. There should be a case where the Torah didn't have to do that. What would be the case? Where Reuven's wife happens to be Shimon's daughter, let's say. We'll use the case of Bitoy, like we mentioned before. In the case of Bitoy, the reason why Eishes Reuven is Asur to Shimon is a lot before Reuven married her. As soon as she was born, she was Asur to Shimon because it's his daughter. In Cain, when Reuven marries her, when Shimon marries off his daughter to his brother, she marries her uncle, the Isur Eishesach L'chayr shouldn't be Chal, because it's an Isser, that's Chal Alisser. She's ready anyways, Asur to Shimon. As a general rule, Ein Isser Chal Alisser. If Ein Isser Chal Alisser, so then what happens is when Reuven dies, the Torah never had to remove the Isser Eshesach Ligabe Shimon. She never was Asur to Shimon with Eshesach. If that's the case, it's not the regular case of Yibum. It's not just the Torah had to remove. The Gemara understands, Loit Beishamai, that's not only that the Torah had to remove the same Eshesach. The whole way Yibum, the parasha of Yibum is Chal, is that parashas Yibum goes by way of removing the same Eshesach Legabi Yibum. If it didn't happen, then there is no parashas Yibum in the first place. That means that the Gemara explains that the din of Tzoras Erva is when there's an Eishes Ach Shaloi B'mokim Mitzvah. That shame Eishes Ach Shaloi B'mokim Mitzvah on an Erva is Chal on the Tzora as well. The relationship that Tzoras have with each other is only in the context, what we explained, in a Yibum context, only in an Eishes Ach context. They have to be that they're the two wives of Reuven who are Asurais to Shimon, because they're Eshesach, and that shame will carry over from Rachel to Leah in the context of them being Tzoras Erva. Beshamai will tell you, the Gemara explains, according to one Hesber, it's not Stam Gzeza Kosuv, that it's only in the context when there's a relationship of Eshesach, so then you could say the Eshesach Shaloi B'Mokim Mitzvah of Leah or of Rachel also schleps in a shame Eishadach Shalai B'Makom Mitzvah on Leia. That's the din. That's the dynamic of Tzoros L'Beisil. Beshamotai, she's not an Eishadach. Avivari was Bito, she's not an Eishadach. If she's not an Eishadach, the whole din of Tzoros doesn't make sense. Tzoros is only when they share a relationship that they're both Eishadach. So Rachel is not an Eishadach because Ein Isser Eishadach chal later on his Bito, like we're saying. Mashenk and Leah is an Eishesach. They're not both of them Eishesach Shalai B'Makom Mitzvah. That's how Beishamai undoes the Din of Tzoros. This is one cheshbin amongst the few that the Gemara points out. We're just saying it over because it's choshev for the Nekud of Ein Issach HaLissa. The Gemara has a whole discussion. When do we say Ein Issach HaLissa? Only when the second Isser wasn't Moisiv anything. Only when it's not Koil or the dynamic or the Dinim. We're going to have other examples of this in Mitzvah Hashem. The third parak, we'll speak out a little more of the details of Ein Issach HaLissa over there. Kivega over here brings some of these cheshbonis of the sugya on Daf Yud Gimel. The Rav brings the din of Beishamai two words, the Lestul Drosha Litzvar. He doesn't hold the exact kasuv, he has no makarta din of Litzvar. Rav Kivega brings the Gemaris and his Markiv Deinim. Then the Mishnah goes weiter. Choltzu. Let's say Reuven died, Rachel and Leah, his wives, were neuflois to Shimon. Shimon can't be miyabim Rochel because it's Bitoy. Therefore, we hold, Beisil holds, that there's no din chalitza in Leah. She's yoitzis l'shuk. She's pturois because she's a tzara serva. So there's no reason to be chalitza. Now we have to be magdim that the same way a grusha is asura l'koyin, Chazal took a chalitza, and even though chalitza is a new process, a new dynamic, it's not part of Pashas Gerushin, they gave a chalutza who was in a some type of issues dicker relationship with the Yavam, and the Yavam with the Maisa Chalitza sent her packing. He severed the bonds of issues between them. So they look at that as a quasi grusha. They gave her a status with the Rabbanon that she's Asur Lekoyin. Everybody remembers the first Mishnah in Makis. Mi'idin onu be'ish ploini that he's a Koyin Chol because he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. That Ben Chalutza is a Din Rabbanon. So Choltzu, let's say Shimon was choylitz, the tzora of his daughter. Beishamai holds in that case the chalitza was necessary. Therefore, it's chal and apostles from the rabbanon mikuhuna she came out of koyin. Beisil machshim. Beisil holds the chalitza was complete tamiratzus. There's no the chalitza. She's the tzora ever. Nisyabmu. Let's say this is more chomer. Shimon actually married tzora's bitoy. Shimon married Tzora's Bitoy. According to Beishamai, Machshir, the Yibum was Kedasu Kedin. If her husband died, she can marry a Kohen. Beisil, Paislam, according to Beisil, Rachman al Islam. There's a Hafkah on the Zikas Yabmin. She's a regular Eshazach. If Shimon is bald, Tzora's Bitoy is Mamish being born Eshazach. So with that, he passes all the Kuhunu. Afa Pishelu Oisin Velu Matirin. Here the Mishnah says something Hashkofedik. Even though this Beis Medrash paskin this way, that they're psulim, and this Beis Medrash paskin that machshirin, lo nimnu beishamai milisa noshim beis hillel. L'chayra, in one Beis Medrash, there were women that were posel, clapping the other Beis Medrash. There were women that were posel, clapping that. We just spoke it out. Lo nimnu, they married each other. Beis Shammai married women that were oizkin paskin alpi the rules of Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel v'loy Beis Hillel mi Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel wasn't maneir from marrying women from the mishpachos of Beis Shammai. Now it doesn't mean they were mavater on their shita. What it means is that they were able to trust each other since the machlokes that they had, even though it was negeir to chamurois, was b'shalom u'b'shalva. So therefore, Beis Shammai was completely open and honest about any possible problems. Lefi Shittas Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel respected Shittas Beis Shammai. Lo nimnu miliso ze ze. The Mishnah says the same idea. Not negate to Yibum. Kol ataharis vatumos shoyu elu mitarin veelu mitamin. All the dinei chiluke dinei on tumah v'taira that they had. If something became tomei loit Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel would inform them. Something became Tomei Loit Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai would inform them. Lo nimnu oisin taharas elu agabe elu. They were mechabed the other shittim, and they were able to report to them anything that lefi shittos sayim, even if they didn't hold that way, was not okay. Two nice are worth mentioning over here. One is a whole sugi in the Gemara over here. It's a famous sugi, the sugi of Leisus Goydidu. Gemara learns out a drush from the Pasuk of Leisus Goydidu, which is talking about something totally different, that Leiseos Aguda is Agudas. Klal Yisrael is not allowed to be factional, which means you can't have two psakim existing in the same place, coexisting. How could you have a psak, Beshama and Besil, and each one is fearing their own Bezdin and their own Piskei Halachas and their own Shulchan Aruch? The Gemara answers that when you have Bezdin Achas Be'ir Echod, that's not okay. But when you have Shtei Bote Dinim Be'ir Achas, so when you have Shnei Bote Dinim B'Shteios, that's not a problem. The problem is only when Mineu Beit is factional. Bezdin Echod, where there's half the Dayanim Paskin this way, half the Dayanim Paskin that way, that's not okay. So you want to think terms where it comes down, as the Olam knows, we have a minyan on Chol HaMoed with Tefillin, without Tefillin, could you have them in the same shul? Today it's hard to see the Leisus Goydidu exactly, because the Minhogim Kavum that came, Minig Svar that came from 1,000 years ago in Spain, the Minig Ashkenaz that came from France and Germany, Kleisor, we live side by side now to talk about Leisus Goydidu, so that's why this is no problem. But if you have a Bali Tvila, Nusach, that type of thing, that's where the Suga Leisus Goydidu is, but it starts from the Suga over here. The other point over here is more Yevomistic, and that is, the Mishnah says, Lo Nimnu Milisa Noshim Beshame Besil, and vice versa, because they were honest with each other. But what would have been if they wouldn't have been honest with each other? What would have been the problem? So the Rav speaks out that the Bnei Tzorah Shinesiyabu Kedivri Beshamai, according to Beisil, that the din of Tzorah is that she's potter from Yibel. It's more than she's potter from Yibel. It's that she's an Eshes Akshel Lebe Malkah Mitzvah. If the Yovam would be bought on the Tzorah's Ervosoi, then he's being born Eshes Ach, Havlad, L'chayos Chavi Krisus, is Mamzer. So now we understand why that has to be reported, Mamzerus. But what about on the flip side? If the child of, according to Beis Hillel, if a Tzoras Erva married out without Chalitza, at worst, she's being over on an Isser of Yevam Lashuk, L'chor Tzchav Elavim. L'chor Havlad Mimeno is not a Mamzer. So what would be the problem? L'chor is Kosher L'kol. Why would that have to be reported? Now, you could argue that Lamais, like we've mentioned before, there's a Machlok Tanoim. The Shita of the Taner of Kiva is that Chayv Elavin is Mamzerus. We pass in Chayv Krisus, to be sure. But Rabbi Kiva holds not that way. So you could say maybe the Mishnah is the way Beis Hillel said the Mishnah. And that's why it's Chayv Elavin. The problem is that the Sugya on Daf Mem Tes, the Gemara makes reference to it over here also, is that L'kuli Alma, the Vlad of a Yevoma Lashuk, even though she's also to be married Lashuk, she's never shame Erva. So Mela, L'kuli Alma Havlad Mimeno does not have a din of a Mamzer. To say it's Chayv Elavin L'Rabbi Kiva is only where there's a shame of an Erva, a woman who's Asura Loi. Yevoma Lashuk, Pshaz, there's a din Yibam in her, but not that she's Be'etzim Asura Lashuk, Al Tzashem Isha Asura. You have the same idea, make it Tzushtal, even by Chayv Krisus. Less man the polig that a bas nida, a ben nida, is not a mamza, even though it's chavi krisus. It's not an ishu asur aloi. We might reference that also, by the way. This is something we haven't mentioned. One of the chavi krisus, where l'choira yovam cannot be miyabim, is a nida. What happens if Bishas, his brother, died? Eisha Sameis, Reuven's wife, when she falls to Shimon, is a nida. So l'choira, if right now he can't be miyabim, it's not the mitzvah of Yibum is not doicha the chavi krisus of being baal anida. So lechayra, if right now he can't be miyabim her, so that's it for pachket. There has to be a din Yibum b'shas nefila. Tosfos on Daf Beis and Aleph asked this question, and the obvious answer shows exactly how Tosfos Tosfos deal with Tosfos Yeshanim with raid. But the gist of what's being said is that she's not an isha asura loy. There's nothing in a marriage that's different by the chavi krisus. The chavi krisus of nida is in the ma'isa bi. It's not a din in the isha asura loy. Savad it's chal in her a din yibum. A yevoma lashuk also is not an isha asura. She has a din yibum that's meineya her from getting married. It might even be, by the way, it's machlok Rav and Shmuel later on, davtzad ches. Maybe she's even asurat lashuk and kedushin loy tafsiba. But again, she's not an isha asura loy. She's not like an eshes ish, who's an erva to any other man. A Yevam L'shuk is not an Erva. So Mela, Havlan Mimen is not a Mamza. That being said, L'chayra, the children of those, the Tzoras Erva, the children of a Tzoras Erva, L'fi Beis Hillel, were not also L'fi Beis Shammai.